Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. You can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
This is the Almost Famous Podcast. It is episode 3 of this season of The Bachelorette. There's a lot to break down, but before we do, Ashley, you're spending a little time with the family. It's very sweet.
Yeah. Tell
so
us.
Nice.
So tell all of our listeners just how great of a husband you have. You had asked maybe potentially for today off. We were going to record yesterday, Monday evening. I could not do that. I was flying back from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where I played in a charity golf tournament alongside Sean Booth.
I literally still can't believe the amount that you fly and then you return to this spot every week.
Every week. I'm here.
There you are. And magically you're a god and now you're back.
I'm back. And here's a little shout out before we start. I want to give a little backstory. I did play in the Zach Johnson Foundation Celebrity Golf Tournament. I talk about it every year, but they help kids have a more fruitful education in the Cedar Rapids area. The first class, so I've been a part of this now for 5 years. The very first class of people are graduating from high school from their program this year. They're all thriving. It's a really incredible thing. But here is the small nugget. Nobody really cares about golf. I know that.
But they're like, another golf story, yeah, Ben? Holy crapoli.
But if you follow golf at all, you know that on Sunday, Tony Finau won the RSM tournament in Minneapolis. He was committed to coming down to play in this golf tournament in Cedar Rapids. Now, obviously, if you win, nobody there was going to be upset or like mad at him if he didn't come. He just won a big golf tournament for millions of dollars. But he got on a plane that evening from Minneapolis, flew to Cedar Rapids to participate in this charity event. And so shout out to Tony Finau for just being a good human and doing and keeping his yeses yes and his nos no. It was inspiring to see him there.
That's very nice. I love that. A committed person.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So as I'm there at the golf tournament, I'm getting text. Ashley, or a couple days before that, I guess, Ashley was asking for potentially recording on Monday because she's at home with her family, and she was hoping on Tuesday for her and Jared to kind of get away and do a nice couples day together. And we all at the Almost Famous Podcast said, yes, go do that. That's important. You should take a couples day and enjoy the time with your husband. Well, Ashley felt good about that.
Ben's talking you up right now as you hand me a cup of coffee that he just made for me.
Let's see. He's a great dude.
He's sweetie.
So
your hair looks great. Okay, continue, Ben.
Ashley then texts us and say, you know what? Let's record on Tuesday because Jared did what, Ashley? Fill us in.
Oh, he just wanted to hang out with the family all together. Which doesn't mean that he doesn't want to hang out as a couple. But he was like, I never get to see your parents. So like, I want to like hang out with the whole family. And it's like, what kind of man wants to hang out with his in-laws? It's super, super, super sweet. Instead of going to Busch Gardens.
See, it is special. And I feel like I have that relationship. I enjoy my in-laws. I don't see that changing. I know that people say like that could change over time. I just really enjoy being around them, and they're really good to Jessica and I. And I think she would feel the same way about my parents, but you'd have to ask her. But it's a special thing when you're married and you enjoy your partner's family, because if that isn't the case, it gets really awkward, I would imagine, and really hard.
God, I can't imagine. It must be awful.
Yeah, really hard.
It's very common.
Yeah, very common. In fact, a lot of people warned me of that. Before I got married, and I was like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to have that issue. And in fact, I think it's going to be the opposite. I think we're just going to really enjoy our times together. So kudos to Jared for being a great husband, but also just making the effort to spend time with your family. So we're here on a Tuesday, the day after The Bachelorette aired. Ashley, we need to break down this episode today. I feel like this was a pivotal episode for the season.
I feel like this was a big oopsies.
But I'll start out by saying, as big of an episode as I think this will be as we move forward, I found myself not as engaged as maybe episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about why coming up right here after the break.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket. You know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I, I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
All right. So, Ashley, we're going to start at the very beginning of this episode, breaking down the major points that we feel like really should stand out. There's 21 guys now at the start of this episode. Both bachelorettes, you can tell, are... I felt like I could tell they are starting to get into rhythm of being the bachelorette, but this two bachelorette thing felt more awkward than ever on this episode.
Yeah, I think we talked earlier this season about how there was going to be definitely a time where the guys were going to end up having the power.
Yeah.
And it was going to feel like a little awkward and it was going to feel like an, why do we do this? Yeah. But I have to say that like now that this episode's over, now I think it should be smooth sailing as far as like it feeling like there are two separate seasons going on and there's not going to be any overlap, or at least that's what our hope is. I think that was what the plan was.
That was my question to you, was do you feel like if we go and we kind of jump to the end of the episode, do you feel like now that it's over, the rest of the season, this kind of dynamic of the men having like the control and also the ability to kind of be like, I don't know who I'm into yet, is that done? Like, do you don't see that coming back, right?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I think, yeah, I think that was the intention. I think that's the hope. But I think it'll be kind of crazy that amongst those, I think there's like 19 guys left, or is there less than, there's definitely less than 19. Because I think Gabby said she has 9. And I think Rachel may have less. I don't know. Sorry about the math, guys. I'm not super good at that. But amongst the guys, I'm just going to say, I think it would be strange if on this TV show, there wasn't one that was like, you know what? I thought I liked her more, but the more I'm around the other one at group dates or whatever, I'm sensing feelings for the other one. I feel like that could come.
That could come. Well, we'll talk about the first example of that, actually, at the very end of our breakdown of this episode. We're going to bring that back up because it's a, I think, a funny moment. But let's start with Rachel's one-on-one date. This happened with Zach. Ashley, if we can start with the judgment of the date, I would say I really enjoyed this date. In fact, I have to admit something to you.
Yeah.
I teared up for the first time on this, watching The Bachelor or Bachelorette in probably 3 years. Now, it's not uncommon for me to tear up. I just thought if I was in this date, like if I was the lead or if I was a part of the date and this kind of date happened, it would be one of those pinch me moments, but it would also, I would have been a bawling baby. Like it would have messed it. Like it touches every emotion and every sensitive piece of my like being, this whole date did. I thought it was an incredible one-on-one.
Yes. You said earlier, you were like, I was kind of not fully there attention wise. Yeah. Like it wasn't as compelling as the past couple episodes, the beginning of this date with Karamo. Cool to have Karamo there.
Yeah.
so standard, right? Just like we're dressing up, we're like pretending like it's like a royalty type date, like we're gonna be like Hollywood stars type. And we're like, okay, we've seen this so many times before. This tells me nothing when they're trying on clothes for each other, right? And then when they get into that theater and they're watching videos of each other as little kids, all of a sudden, all of my attention is zoomed on that screen and I am so feeling them. They have something there and I'm really, really excited for Rachel and I'm really excited for him. Yeah. Do you know what almost made me emotional? It wasn't him watching the video. It was him in his ITMs saying that like there's something really serious here. Like this might actually be like the first date with my wife. He seemed so convinced of it.
Yeah.
And there was, maybe I'm like looking way too far into this. Maybe I'm romanticizing it too much. But I almost feel like during that ITM, he was having this realization and he didn't expect to come on this show and feel that. And he was feeling it.
Yeah, it's almost the, and we don't see it every season. So it is always a moment to kind of point out, but it was almost that like, maybe not love at first sight kind of thing, but it's like love at first time together moment where we'll walk away from this date. And I'll say this, I don't know if we'll see Zach next week. We probably won't because he was such a big character during this episode, but his heart, you have to like now remember as viewers where his heart stands and his like authenticity on his love or his care or his intrigue at Rachel, that's not going away. It's just going to continue. And now he has to watch her go on other dates with other people. And he feels very close to her. And so it's going to be really interesting to see how he emotionally handles it. Some handle it well, and some in the past have handled it really poorly and almost ruined it for themselves because they get so in their own head.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you feel like it was you were waiting for him to say, my dad's gone? Now, they bonded over this dad moment, the two of them, where they talk about how their dads would take them to like by the airport and they'd watch the planes take off and land. And I thought that was really cool and really a bonding moment. They both were like astonished at the fact that they both grew up doing that. But like, we didn't get like any backstory on his. He was like, I'm really close to my dad. And I just was waiting for a butt.
Yeah.
Were you waiting for a butt? I was like, but what? And now I just want to see where your dad is. Like, are we going to, is there something like cut there so that we are very anxious to meet his dad when hometowns come and it's going to be like a great dad moment?
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I did because I was really like feeling that date. I think I had like flashbacks to my time. And just missing your friends and your family and being able to relate a little bit. You know, this show is so crazy and it's so ridiculous and it's so wild. But there are those moments where all of it kind of slows down and you feel you kind of feel normal again. And it doesn't happen very often when you're on the show. And then your family comes up on this video. And here's where my mind would have gone because it happened with me. Is like Rachel's parents and Zach's family had to send these pictures in. And so in my mind, I'm sitting there going, my family knows that I'm going to be watching this and they put effort into making this happen because they care about this experience for me. And it would have just like overflowed with like gratitude and also just missing them, not being able to talk to them. And so I personally just was having a lot of like, man, I get it. Like, this is a really great date, but it's going to be a really hard date to move on from for both of them because not every date is going to feel like this.
It's such a good point. And I want to elaborate on what you're saying about the family feel because I think a lot of people watching this, and even maybe myself initially, was thinking, okay, they're old videos of us. Or, okay, it's your mom's video. Like, your mom called in, you know, she sent in a video of, like, big deal. You saw her, like, last week. There is something like super emotional because you're so closed off from your family and you're experiencing something so emotional that normally your family would be involved in. And then all of a sudden they are involved in and it's a surprise. I remember my mom and dad had their 40th anniversary during, no, it couldn't possibly have been. it was like their 35th anniversary or something when I was on the show. And they let me call them for like 5 minutes at the airport. And I got back and I was like, they're like, where'd you go? And I was like, I got to kill my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens.
And when else would you cry about getting to call your mom and dad?
Mm-hmm. It happens. I mean, you know, people might remember during my season, my dad had, you know, open heart surgery like a week and a half before my season started. And it never really was brought up too much during the season, which is good. I didn't like, it wasn't, and it didn't need to be a storyline, but you leave your family in the hospital and you go on this show where you're cut off. Now I did get to call them once a week. I kind of, and then one of the producers had direct access to him. So she could text him and be like, hey, how you feeling? And he would send her a text. And so I at least knew, but it's hard. It's hard when you go away. So, hey, just remember that as you watch these dates, everybody, because these people are cut off from their family. Okay. So during this date, Ashley, there is a kind of a segment that goes back to the house. Gabby goes to see the guys. I felt like this didn't fit with the episode to me. Let me explain why.
I know why it's in there.
So,
but go for it.
Yeah, you can tell. This is where my mind went. Okay, so we watch this moment and we see what we see every season where the lead is wondering if any of these contestants are actually interested in them. Very human emotion, very human feeling where we don't want, or maybe we're on a date and we feel like, how are we going to keep this person interested in me? Or am I enough of a human, whatever that means, to be the lead of this season? So Gabby's questioning that. The guys are kind of throwing the football around. It doesn't look like they're paying attention to her, but as this episode progresses and as we see the interest in Gabby, I would be shocked if not one of these dudes was like flirting with her or like talking to her. I think it was cut to make it look like nobody was interested in her. I'm shocked now because at the end of the episode, we see so many people interested in Gabby.
Oh, that's so true. Oh, I didn't think about it like that, but it's definitely supposed to be like the scene setter.
Yeah.
You're supposed to start thinking like, oh, maybe. Okay. Well, one, let's see Gabby's insecurities come out. Let's start to see them crawl out slowly. And then secondly, like, is this division of the guys showing interest in one over the other about to happen? So okay. I think it's just a scene setter. I wonder if that was the moment that really did make her emotional. Also, like, I remember crystals used to pop in during the day, and I wasn't prepared for it. I was like, excuse me, I'm just going to sit over here because, like, my emotions and, like, my brain weren't ready for this. I have no idea what I'm going to say. I don't look right. Mm. And I think it's just, like, maybe she's overthinking it a little bit in that moment.
That's fair. I mean, it is intimidating to be at the house.
It's intimidating, exactly. You just need to know.
And it turns into their house. I know it is the Bachelor Mansion and the leads come in and out, but after a few days, that becomes like, if it's the Bachelorette, then it's the guys. If it's the Bachelor, it's the girls. It becomes like the feeling of, this is our house. So she's like in their house, not really always, you know, she probably feels like a guest. And guests need to have a lot of like hospitality given to them. And these guys maybe weren't prepared to do that. They were just more down. They're like, hey, it's a group day or it's a one-on-one date. Time for the guys to throw the football and jump in the pool. Well, okay.
I don't want to give the guys too much credit in this moment. I certainly don't.
No, I get it.
But like, yeah, if they were told a couple hours earlier, you know, Gabby's coming this afternoon, they would have had things planned. Like, I bet you guys would have been in the kitchen trying to show off cooking skills. They would have been coming up with games. I really do think there's a lot of intimidation factor. But then again, sure, get mad at me if I am giving them too much credit. I might be.
Yeah, there's an intimidation factor. I bet they've been doing push-ups, getting their muscles swole. Okay.
Swole, you know.
Swole. Rachel and Zach's date goes really well. This is a couple to watch. As we mentioned a second ago, we feel like both of them have strong feelings, and Zach seemed very, very engaged in his emotions for Rachel after this date, which makes us go on now to Gabby's one-on-one date. One of our past guests on this podcast, Grandpa John, you can go back and listen to it. It's a great podcast. I mean, the audio is not awesome because he had to call in from his bridge game that we made him get up from to actually be a part of the podcast. But he is an incredible guest on the podcast. So go back and listen to that now that you've seen him on this season. Grandpa John's out for Gabby's one-on-one day. My first thoughts here are this. Grandpa John is incredible. He is golden television. I hope we see more of him. But how awkward would it be for both Gabby and Eric to have the grandpa on your first one-on-one date, sitting in the back seat, knowing you're sharing this date alongside of him? I think you get used to it, but I did it with Kevin Hart and Ice Cube. You remember that? Like, yeah. That was so intimidating. I have Kevin, I am driving in a like 1970s Mustang around Los Angeles with Kevin Hart and Ice Cube in my back seat.
The date is the last thing you're thinking of. You're definitely trying to think in that moment how to impress Ice-T and Kevin Hart. Like, whoa, you got A-listers in your car.
I got the A-list of the A-list in my car, and we had to get in a hot tub then, all of us afterwards. It was the weird, like, looking back, that might be the weirdest day of my life. Just that I did that. But anyways, so Gabby has her grandpa. Ashley, would you feel like this was awkward, or would this just be a lot of fun?
I'm thinking for Eric, this is so awkward.
Yeah.
And he's not really been hiding it. Like, his facial expression is not really, like, he's not thrilled. And that's okay. It's so understandable, because in that moment, not only does he have to feel like he has to have his personality ready to go for Gabby, he also has to have, like, his personality attuned to impressing grandpa too. And those are two kind of like light switches in our heads. Because, you know, we have that personality that we kind of, that best self, you know, how you have in, it seems like we all have like multiple personalities, but that's not what I mean. But you know what I mean? Like, when you're going to go meet the parents, yeah, you put a different self forward. When you're about to go flirt on a first date, a different self. So now he has to mitigate between both of these, and it's very, very hard.
It is hard. And it's hard, you know, sometimes on this show, especially on a first date, when you've known the person for a few days, the way to kind of fill in awkward silence when you're not comfortable being quiet next to each other is kissing. It just happens. How are you going to be like kissing while Grandpa John's over there? I don't think Grandpa John would have a problem with it. Now that we know him, but it would be weird. Well, the date is a normal bachelorette and bachelor type date. They go.
It's a little bit like a mosaic date. We have sound bath, and then we have bowling.
Yeah, that was. But like, I felt like the sound bath was a normal date, right? Every season, yeah, we see some type of meditation, or we see some type of like
getting in tune with yourself spiritually.
Exactly, type of day. This was that date. We'll probably see a few more of those this season, I'm guessing, because they seem to like to repeat some of the dates right now. But then we see bowling, where Gabby finds an incredible woman for Grandpa John. But I don't feel like we got enough of that date. Like, I wanted to see her.
Of course you wanted to see the old people date.
I wanted to see him date. I wanted to see him date. I wanted to see him talk. I wanted to see him flirt. I wanted to hear what they talk about when they're, like, introducing themselves to each other. That felt like a missed segment to me. Maybe they had so much that they didn't need it. But that would have been, how fun would that have been?
I still don't think Grandpa John is open to love. I don't think he's your lead to the show. I think he's still wearing his wedding ring after years after his wife passed. I think this man is a one lady man, and everything else is just for fun and flirts. Just for flirts.
Well, and that's sweet. I'd like to see him flirting. It was a fun date. It was a good one-on-one. I'm glad Grandpa John was able to be around. I hope that was something that was encouraging for Gabby, especially when she had a tough week. It seemed like for the last maybe week of filming.
He's sprite though. Like, he has a 30-year-old granddaughter, and he is like, boom, you know, he is energetic.
Yeah.
He's all with it. I mean, I think he's probably young, right? He's like, well, quote, young for a grandpa of a 30-year-old. Like, I'm 34 and my only living grandparent is 99.
Yeah. He's not 99. I bet he's in his 70s or so.
He's probably
has the best quote of the episode to me. it starts out very powerful, and it made me stop and think. He said this. He said, today was a good day. He said, new experiences are always fun when you get to my age. That's what he said. So new experiences, no matter what they are, when you do something for the first time, when you are in your 70s or 60s or however old he is, are always fun. And I think that was such a good perspective. He just enjoyed that day with his granddaughter. But then he goes, where's my beer? Like,
I was like, this man knows what he's doing for TV. He's just made for TV. He knows exactly the lines to say, and I do not think they're fed to him at all.
No.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean. So it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox. And it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Back to Gabby and Eric. Gabby and Eric are on this date. Gabby opens up to Eric about her mother and how once Gabby kind of moved out of the house, I think it was her word. She said her mom kind of wiped her hands clean or washed her hands clean of that relationship. Eric and Gabby, since the beginning, really since we first saw them, it feels like they have a great connection. I don't know how deep it is yet, but it does feel like a great connection. In fact, Gabby, even, and if I'm remembering what she says right, she said she's the imperfect bachelorette, but in some people's eyes, it will be perfect. She also says it's incredible. She said she would give anything to be loved by someone like Eric.
And I didn't like that.
Powerful statement for her to say. I think it points to where she feels about herself.
I know.
But I also feel like she is still in this place where she doesn't feel good enough, which is, you know, that imposter syndrome as the bachelorette or bachelor is very real. I'm hoping that we see Gabby own this because she is 100% worthy of that. But I also don't want her to feel like she is not in control of this and that these guys aren't there because they feel lucky to be loved by someone like her.
When I say I don't like this, I don't mean like, oh, I don't like that. I don't like that she says that because I don't like the way that's how she feels about herself. She should be like, he would be lucky to be with me. I want her to feel that. I want her to feel like she is super worthy of her perfect match, not just some guy she's been on a date with. This is so, so sad. Yeah. Ben, I feel like you could speak to it because you felt like you were unlovable.
No, 100%. And I mean, that I was just thinking about this as I watched the episode. You know, I did feel that way. And that's, as we've said here, and you know, this is not always easy for me to say, but like, I still struggle with that. Like Jessica knows that I struggle with that at times. Now it's a lot better because I have a wife that loves me really well. So it's not like this haunting, oh my gosh, nobody's going to love me feeling anymore. But at times I feel unworthy of her love. And during the season when I was doing it, I did have that in the back of my mind. You almost felt like I almost felt like I at times had to put on a front so that these women would stay interested in me, because if they got to know me, they would not like me. I don't know if that was true or not, because, you know, you don't get a second chance at it. But then obviously how my season played out and how life played out, there was another moment in my life where I went, oh my gosh, like I am that guy. The more somebody gets to know me, the less they like me and they don't want to be with me. I will say this, as I've worked through therapy personally, and as I know many people feel this way, I am a lot healthier of a human when I don't let those thoughts become truce in my head. And that's what mm-hmm. I don't want Gabby to feel mm-hmm. because I know how you can feel that during this. It's so you're a normal human who probably have struggled to get people interested in you, and you've gone on great dates. You've gone on bad dates. And then you're all of a sudden the lead of the show where you have, you know, at this point still 21 people looking to find love with you. And you're like, this, it can't be real. This is all fake. This is all not true to me. But the truth is, like, Gabby is worthy of that moment. She deserves to be in this place. And I hope at some point she can start to have the confidence that, no, these guys are going to be lucky to be with me.
I know, me too. She definitely acknowledges that she has, you know, abandonment issues because of this. I just cannot, but like, it's a matter of like acknowledging them versus believing that you're worthy at the same time. Do you know what I mean? Like, it seems like she still has a big, big step to take.
Yeah.
I feel just like so bad hearing the story of her mother. Like, she doesn't know the love of a mother. She's estranged from her mom. Just to like kind of like let that sink in. It's just something that like is so like I can't conceptualize it, and I can't imagine the pain that comes with it.
Yeah.
And how it must play a role in her finding love.
Yeah. It's also another
thank
moment.
God for her for her grandpa dad John. And her grandpa. Yeah, her dad, because she's really, really tight with her dad.
Yeah.
All right. So, but yeah, I just felt so, so sad. That's it was one of those moments that really like grabbed my attention when she said, like, I would I hope to be loved by a man like Eric. And I'm like, girl, I don't know Eric very well, but I feel like I'm getting to know you pretty well. And like, let's see if Eric deserves you. I'm like, because just in observing, you seem like way cooler than Eric. Like, I want to be with you more than I want to be with Eric.
Oh, I think a lot of people are falling in love with the two bachelorettes, both of them uniquely. Ashley, as we move forward here, then we leave this one-on-one date where Eric does get a rose, not shockingly, to a group date, the biggest group date in Bachelor Nation history.
I just thought of one more thing I'd love to talk about: the way that she just went onto his lap.
Oh, yeah. She said the same thing my wife says to me is, if I get here, I just feel like I can get closer to you. Jessica's always says, just want to get in your pocket. That's what she always tells me. It's like, well, I don't think that's possible. Like, but it's very cute.
It was so, so sweet.
Yeah, it is. That's a good moment.
There's
that's
a lot of feeling.
Yeah. And she felt comfortable enough to do that. I think that's that is a comfort when you can sit on somebody's lap and you're just like, I just like being close to you. It makes me feel very loved. Yeah, it makes me feel very loved when my wife does that. And like, wow, you like me enough where you just want to be so close to me. That's so nice. It is. It is very intimate.
It was so nice.
Good point. Okay, so then we go to this 19 contestants two-on-two lead group date. It's the biggest in Bachelor Nation history. This is where everything starts to fall apart. I don't think we need to focus much on the photo shoot, because we've seen a photo shoot now for every season. I will
say, let's retire the photographer. I forget his name. Let's retire him.
He's done a great job. He deserves a break. Let's say we'll move on from him now. This is no longer interesting to me. I used to be, and I know it's hard. Let's give the show the benefit of the doubt. It's hard to come up with a new date every season, but it used to be where maybe 5 years ago, I would watch the episodes excited for what the date producers could come up with, like what new things were going to be done. And also, I started to take some of their ideas and implement them into my dating life, like some of the cool things they would do. Now, I mean, so far, we've just kind of seen dates repeat. like over and over again, season by season, maybe in a different way. But the content of the date is not fun for me anymore. It's now the after the date, which really brings out kind of the intrigue.
1,000%.
So we do move on to SoFi Stadium, where Gabby and Rachel are hosting the men of this season. They sit down and talk with them. And this is, like I said, I feel like where this episode takes a turn. We start to have conversations had with Gabby, especially. Rachel's having a great time. She's talking to everybody. They're throwing the football. They're hanging out. Well, Gabby seems to have a wave of rejection coming her way during this date. And it messes with her. Let's start, Ashley, talking about Hayden's conversation. I feel like that was the one that really stood out to Gabby and kind of rocked her. He said the words that she's rough around the edges. Now, what he meant by that, I don't fully know, but he said that in the midst of kind of breaking up with her or moving on to Rachel. Ashley, when he said those words, did it shock you? Did it throw you back? Did you go, oh my gosh, this is one of those moments that is so despicable? Or were you more in a different place, kind of viewing it as he just didn't know what to say in that moment?
He didn't know what to say in that moment. He had no idea. Like, one, he was nervous, I'm sure. And he also, what he meant was that, like, I think there's a difference between rough around the edges and edgy. Like, yeah, she's the edgier one, you know, which means like she's kind of like the cool one, right? She's a little bit spicier.
Yeah.
And like there's sugar and sweet, right? Or like, well, there's sugar and sweet, duh. There's like sugar and spicy. Rachel is sugar, right? Yeah. And then Gabby is spicy.
I would agree. I don't think it came out right. When I watched it, I was like, oh, that's not the thing to say. Like, you can't tell somebody she's rough around the edges. I do, though, feel like the edgy side. Like, edgy would almost be a compliment to me because called me so...
thrilling.
Yeah. Everybody's called me so boring for so long that I think if somebody was like, man, you're kind of edgy, I'd be like, yes, I am.
It's like, you're not vanilla. You're like Rocky Road.
Mm-hmm. I'm edgy. I think I would take it as a compliment. I feel like most would if given the right context. This came out wrong. It also came out wrong at the wrong time because Gabby was already questioning kind of her role here and if people would be interested in her. Then we have Jacob show up and he breaks the news to Gabby that he is into Rachel. Now, I don't know if either of them really had much of a husband idea of Jacob. I mean, he had worn a leaf at the beginning of this episode and he also showed up on a horse, bareback. Well, not bareback, that's different, but without a shirt on at the beginning of this season. But I do think it was one more example where Gabby just started to feel like, my goodness, like, are any of these dudes actually into me? Are any of these guys actually interested in who I am? And I do think she started to question it, which is very real.
Yeah. And I didn't step back to really look at who was on this date versus who was left at home.
Yeah.
But I bet you that if she like really did step back and she was like, oh, but these guys are waiting for me at home and I know that I have a future with them. Like, I want to pursue them. Because at least she could look at these three guys and she was probably like, I wasn't going to take any of them seriously. I didn't really care about any of them. But the rejection hurts regardless if it's somebody that you care about or not. Sometimes the rejection may hurt even more if it's somebody you don't care about because you're like, I'm not even impressing you.
Yeah, that's true. I had somebody go home during my season. I remember somebody I was interested in but did not feel like there was a great connection with. And it does rock your world because you're like, wait, people are going to go home because they're not interested in me. Like, as soon as you start to feel like the lead, the show has a great way of always humbling you to make you question if you really belong there or not. And I think that was one of these moments.
I didn't think you were worthy of wooing.
Like, how are you not interested in me? Come on. Like, you're the one person here that, like, I always thought, you'd be lucky to find somebody like me. That's kind of the question.
Hold on. I'm going to go quiet Dawson. I'm sure you can hear him.
No, you can't.
You can't?
No, you're good.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So Gabby's questioning things. It leads to Rachel giving out her rose, but Gabby not giving out a rose. The two bachelorettes speak then. Gabby shares with Rachel kind of what happened that evening. Rachel is immediately in a place of defense, saying, Gabby, what do you want me to do? I'll talk to these guys. I'll call them out. We'll do whatever. This, I think, was a turning point to where they decided, hey, something needs to change. Like, no longer can we date these guys at one time. We can't allow them the position where they can choose who they want to be with. And so they discuss, which we hear from Jesse Palmer, that the cocktail party was going to be canceled and that instead the two roses or the two leads are going to give out individual roses to the guys that are now going to pursue them alone for the rest of the season. I think this was a great move. I don't know how it's going to play out, but I think it was necessary given what had happened so far this season. It was a rough ending to this episode because I did feel like once again, the guys kind of had for the last, I hope it's the last episode, but they had control and they could decide. However, Ashley, none of the guys that took control and said no to a rose, sorry, I'm more interested in another person, actually got a rose.
So, I know, it was amazing.
Yeah, that really
backfired.
It was
a secret pact between them. We're like, if one of these guys crosses us, they're gone. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. One guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long, the worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. To go back to like the Jesse conversation, yeah, when he comes out and says that, you're like, okay, this is a great move, great move. And then you see it actually unfolding and you're like, oh, whoops, we really gave them the power. And the girls admit that. They're like, oh God, this is exactly how it was supposed to not work out.
I just don't know if they had any other option. It's kind of one of those, you either take the best worst option and do it and know that the rest of the season will be better. Here's one person out of all the guys that kind of said no to the rose that I feel like needed another shot was Tremaine. I thought Tremaine had like very much done this thing well and had tried his best to pursue the women. And he was interested in Gabby, said no to Rachel's rose. He is the one person here that I'm like, man, he could possibly like, he should get another shot.
Okay. I get that. I wasn't like invested or really even thought of him beforehand.
Okay.
Two things I really hated about this scene.
Okay.
One, it was public, which is what Rachel was saying to Gabby. She was like, you were rejected. Yes. And I feel ya. But this is on display in front of everybody. This is far more humiliating.
Okay.
I agree with her there. Yeah. I'd much prefer to experience what Gabby had gone through the night before than what Rachel was experiencing.
Yeah.
Secondly, it was the first time the show felt like an actual game show, like a game show for love,
when Jesse would come in and take away a rose from Rachel.
Interesting.
When it was rejected. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah. It's a good point. That felt, I get that. That did feel weird to me. I didn't necessarily have the words to say why. But you're right. It felt kind of like a game show, right? Like, sorry, you lost your chance. Try again until you win. So weird scene.
Not a fan of the whole thing. It was definitely an ick moment. Yeah. I'm just hoping that like we said earlier in the show, this is the time where it gets awkward. We did end up giving the guy some power.
But now it's better.
And then going forward, there will be none.
Yeah, there'll be none. This gets better. The groups are smaller. I mean, if you're on either side, you're now in the top 10. You're 3 weeks in, you're in the top 10. If you're on Rachel's team, you're in the top like 7 or 6. If you're on Gabby's team, you're in the top 9. That's pretty crazy to think about because there's going to be less rejections each week, maybe one person from each side. It's going to even out at some point. So maybe Gabby has to get rid of 2 people at some point. Rachel has to get rid of 1 or maybe none. So that's interesting to me to see how they're going to do that. You know, hometowns are still many weeks away. They haven't traveled internationally yet. And so, you know, hometowns are going to be what now? With 2 each? Or is it going to be 4 on both sides? If it's 4, then there's just 2 people that are going to get cut from Rachel's side before hometowns. That's wild. I don't think it's going to be 4. I bet it's less than that because that's a...
Yeah, that's wild.
That'd be a crazy episode, but...
it's already obvious.
I think it is.
Who's going to hometowns to me with Rachel?
Okay, so in a second, let's get into that because that's a great ending here. I just want to... We promised we would talk about the one person who tried to come back. That's Meatball. We see it in the kind of the bloopers at the end of the episode where he goes, you know what? Hey, Rachel, I made a mistake. You know, I was thinking... And I was about to go home here, but I actually am into you. Like, what do you think? They don't tell us what happens, but it's hilarious because, you know, one, his name's Meatball. And I can't imagine how ever you would call a guy Meatball. And then at the end of this, be like introducing him to your parents, be like, we call him Meatball. His name, I don't even know his real name at this point. So Meatball tries. I don't see it working out for him. I don't think he's going to get a second shot.
We need to see this reaction. And I want Rachel to not be Rachel, sweet, sweet Rachel. I want her to be like, dude, come on.
Yeah, like, make it funny because she said to him already, I gave you a rose, so and you said no to me, so now you want a second chance, like, I don't know, probably like 10 hours later because this rose ceremony had to take forever. But funny episode or funny ending. Okay, so Ashley, spend a few minutes here. Who do you think... let's go on both sides. Who do you think are like shoo-ins now for hometown? Or maybe we should say it. Who do you feel like we should really keep an eye out for?
So Eric and it's obviously going to be Eric and Nate for Gabby. I know that leaves us 2 big spots. But then I think that there will be Tino, Zach, Avon, and... there's one other guy. Who am I missing that's obvious for Rachel? Or is there really an open spot?
I think it's open. I would agree with you on everybody there that I'm like, yeah, you have to watch out for this. Both seem, at least at this point in the season, it seems pretty clear who both Rachel and Gabby are most interested in. And also just maybe who have they have the best connections with. It feels like, you know, this is only week 3. This happened quicker than usual, maybe because the groups are now smaller, but it's very clear. Yeah.
I love it.
Fair. We get to see their storylines now play out for 7 more weeks.
Yep.
We get to see the relationships build and flow. I don't know how I feel about Logan. Logan would be another one that I'd throw in there. I don't know what his connection is yet, but he is one to keep an eye out for.
Yeah. And then like it seems like Johnny could be a favorite of Gabby's too. We'll see. But I love the fact that we have now narrowed it down by week 3 to people that we are actually serious about. So we're going to really see relationships. And I think this is what the audience has been asking for. And I'm so excited.
So to close out your thought, there's one person here. that you did not mention on either side. Mario.
Yeah, Mario. What happened? Did he get eliminated?
No, Mario's still there. Do you
feel like, he's on Team Gabby?
Yeah, do you feel like he is now, maybe, you know, he got the first impression of us, so we just haven't seen much of him, which happens often. But do you still feel like he's in the mix?
No, I don't think he is.
Wow. It's interesting because he did get the first impression.
Okay,
rose.
See, going into that rose ceremony, I go, oh, this is in my head. I go, oh, I wonder who Mario is going to get on, which team he's going to get on.
Yeah.
And then I didn't even remember when he was, quote, drafted.
Yeah. So interesting.
Why I said, quote, drafted. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Ashley, that's the breakdown of this episode. Now we have Bachelor headlines. We have a few of them to celebrate and also talk through. Let's start with this one. One to celebrate here, Bachelor Nation's Emily Ferguson marries William Carlson, officially Mr. and Mrs. Carlson, they say. This according to People.
Haley got married at the exact same place as Emily did in Vegas. Emily married William Carlson. He is on the Las Vegas Knights. They've been together for like 4 years. They said their vows on the Rose rooftop with views of the strip. And they were escorted by the Knights official drum line into the party. It's pretty cool.
That's super cool. another interesting romance to consider. Love is Blind's Natalie Lee raises eyebrows on trip with Bachelor Nation's Blake Moynes. This according to E!
So they just took a few pictures on a recent trip in the Caribbean. Natalie posted to Insta Story. They were posing on the beach together. There is a sunset clip with the overlay that says the crossover nobody asked for. Whoa.
There you go.
So who knows what they're dating. There is a video of what seems like a breakfast date, but I guess stay tuned. We have no confirmation, but it definitely seems like a thing.
There you go. Well, speaking of things, we promised that we'd talk about it, and so we're going to. Here's the update. Bachelorette's Nate moves to Los Angeles after Michelle Young split, and he says he's not dating Deandra Canoe.
Okay. Well, he moved to LA 2 weeks ago. It's something that's been in the back of his mind for some time. Nate wants to get into modeling. He's still doing tech sales, so modeling would be more of a hobby. He's enjoying the summer, getting to spend time with family and friends and getting situated in LA. And he'll be doing more traveling, like to Cancun in August. This is what a source says. Super interesting because we all know that Michelle wanted to stay in Minnesota, wondering if him wanting to move to LA was a thing.
Well, we just have a few more to break down today. The air date of Bachelor Nation Celebrity Family Feud episode revealed. This is always a fun thing to do. It feels like a lot of the people that are a part of their kind of podcast network were invited, and then some recent people from Bachelor in Paradise. Ashley, what do we know?
We know that Joe, Serena, Kenny, Mari, Thomas, Becca Kufrin, Michelle, oh my gosh, Nate, so this is taped earlier, Mike Johnson, and Rodney will all be in an episode that was taped back in March, and it's going to be airing on Sunday, August 7th at 8 o'clock on ABC.
Well, the Bachelor host, Jesse Palmer, and wife, Emily Fardo, have second wedding in France, this is according to ET.
If you guys don't know, Jesse has been married for over a year now, but they had a wedding last week, like a formal wedding, because the other one was more of like an officiating, you know, like it's like a sign the paperwork type thing. And they got married in a chateau, a beautiful chateau. I'm going to butcher the name. Chateau de la Garde. I know. Why did I even try that?
That was pretty
but
good.
This is what Jesse said. After canceling our wedding twice due to COVID and then eloping in Connecticut, Emily and I finally tied the knot again in front of our immediate families in Provence, France. Everything was perfect. It's been the day that we've been envisioning for the past 3 years. Such a magical day full of love, tears. Maybe I cried a lot. And gratitude. It took longer to get here than expected, but we made it. You guys can go check out the Instagrams online. They are
amazing. So cool to like see the Bachelor host get married in the midst of the season. It just feels like ultra romantic.
Yeah, it seems like a romantic wedding. Well, the Bachelorette's Jed Wyatt, do you remember him? Is engaged to girlfriend Ellen Decker, the greatest joy of my life.
Yeah, he says in an Instagram, Ellen, you are the greatest joy of my life. Getting to spend so much time with you has taught me so much. Above all, our ability to work through difficult situations has been very impressive. We never turn and run on each other. We face life head on and figure it out. We had people doubt us and we would laugh. We had days where we drove each other nuts and we would always come back to resolve. We're rooted in a love deeper than anything I could have prayed for. They've been dating for 3 years and they got engaged on July 15th in Franklin, Tennessee.
Hey, that's where I got engaged. Franklin, Tennessee.
Ah, hey, that's so crazy.
Isn't that so crazy? This just brings up, because anytime you think Jed Wyatt, you obviously have to think Hannah Brown. Is that still a thing where Hannah Brown's brother is dating Jed's ex?
Yeah, aren't they engaged?
They're engaged. I wonder if like where that relationship stands. I wonder how that's doing.
We'll have to inquire.
We'll have to look into that a little bit. Hey, that's all the headlines we have for you today. It's been a great episode. Thanks for joining us for another breakdown of The Bachelorette. This has been episode 3 of the season, so we'll be back next week breaking down more. In fact, Ashley will be going to Tahoe this next week. I'll be there with my wife, Jessica. Yes, we will be there.
Okay.
We'll be working very hard. We'll be together doing this podcast. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to get to Tahoe. Can't wait to get on a trip with my wife and see you in person. It's been too long, Ashley. So until then, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. See you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.